When Assemblywoman Deborah Glick was first elected to her job nearly a quarter century ago, she was the first state lawmaker to publicly disclose that she's a lesbian. Back then, there was no same-sex marriage. There was not even a law against discriminating against New Yorkers based on their sexual orientation. Glick helped that law get passed in 2002. Now, she says, with two vacancies on the state's highest court, it's time for Governor Cuomo, who championed the legalization of gay marriage in the state in 2011, to appoint a member of the LGBT community to the Court of Appeals.
I think that representing the full diversity of New York State, it would be appropriate for us to have an openly LGBT jurist on the Court of Appeals.
Assemblywoman Glick says a gay, lesbian, or transgender judge would bring their own life experiences with them to the court, as do all other judges, and could provide greater diversity. She says especially now, as gays and lesbians gain more rights, there are related legal questions involving adoption, child custody, and divorce that still need to be worked out in the courts.
There are issues that impact LGBT families that come before the court, and they're not easy. And there's not unanimity of opinion necessarily even in the LGBT community, but the discussion ought to include someone who has that as a life experience.
In an op-ed in the Albany Times-Union earlier this summer, Glick writes that only seven states have named LGBT jurists to their high courts, and no state has a gay or lesbian chief judge. Governor Cuomo will pick two more judges for the seven-member court before the end of this year. The chief judge, Jonathan Littman, appointed by former Governor David Paterson, reaches the mandatory retirement age of 70 later this year and must leave the bench. Judge Susan Reed, who was appointed by former Governor George Pataki, has decided to leave in the 12th year of her 14-year term. Glick says she's not backing anyone specifically, but she says there are several openly gay judges in lower courts across the state. At least one gay candidate has been mentioned in the past for a seat on the state's highest court and appeared on a list of semifinalists in 2014. Daniel Alter is currently general counsel for Cuomo's Department of Financial Services. To critics who might say there's too much identity politics in making these types of decisions, Glick says the public is more willing to accept court rulings as fair if they feel the judges reflect society.
Up until rather recently, there were never women on the court for the first 150 years.
Assemblywoman Glick says she hasn't talked to Cuomo yet about her proposal, but she says she believes the governor, who's made diversity a priority in the past, could take the opportunity to be a leader by appointing a gay jurist to the Court of Appeals. The president of the New York State Bar Association, David Miranda, says it's a good idea.
We support diversity of all kinds, whether it be gender or ethnicity or sexual preference, or geography, or thought.
The Bar Association traditionally rates candidates for the Court of Appeals that are chosen by the state's Commission on Judicial Nomination. Miranda says in the end, though, candidates are most closely scrutinized for their potential judicial abilities and legal experience and background. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.